A year ago Tuesday, I was a bit late slipping under a yellow light through a Harrisonburg intersection, and then saw the police officer watching. But I guess my old clunker, which I still haven't yet donated to WMRA, and the child safety seats in the back must have made me look like a better candidate for Christmas cheer than a ticket. And after pulling me over, the officer gave me a $100 bill. This year, the police were again out in force on Tuesday, playing Secret Santa, with money that Lieutenant Rob Bernard said came from a private, anonymous donor who wants good relationships between the police and community.
It's kind of usually their worst day in their life, usually when they call you. So this is a time to change that around a little bit so people can kind of say, look, you know, here's something we think about you. We have families and we want your family to have a good Christmas.
I rode along with Sergeant Ron Howard. He was a Marine in the early 90s and has been with the HPD 17 years. He has young kids and lives east of town. He was part of Secret Santa last year, too.
Now, I got a soft heart. I may come across gruffy, normal day-to-day business, but I'm telling you, the very first one I hit, it took all I had to get out of there without shedding a tear.
This year, he said he was number 7 of 10 or so teams sent out with 5 $100 bills each, and he had his eye out for moms with young kids. We didn't actually pull anyone over, although we did spot an older minivan leaving the Walmart parking lot with what looked like a mom and 4 children in it. And we trailed it for a while, waiting for the driver to give cause for a traffic stop, but she didn't even try to slip through any yellow lights.
Now, Mom, you got the cops following us. It's that same one from Walmart.
You don't think that conversation is taking place?
Yeah. Mm.
Does everybody got their seatbelt on? Check it. Johnny,
that's
get
it.
Yours on. Well, it may not present itself.
That's too bad.
We stopped by a domestic violence shelter, First Step, where the executive director, Candy Phillips, spoke for the 2 gift recipients there to protect their confidentiality.
Oh my gosh. That is incredible. I just saw something really very special to have someone from the police department to come in and provide some of our moms with some money to help them through this really difficult time in their lives. It's incredible. So thank you, Officer Howard. I really appreciate it.
Howard's 3 other $100 bills went to 2 moms whose young children had just come home from school, and earlier in the afternoon to Mandy McCarthy. She has a 5-year-old and lives in Broadway. But we found her on a Harrisonburg curb, taking a break from her lawn care job, cleaning up leaves.
Hi there. You need any help?
No, I'm just taking a break. I'm doing the leaves.
Okay. Got any kids?
Yeah, 1.
You got a few minutes? I might come around and talk to you for just a second. And how old's your son, daughter?
Son.
Son?
He's 5.
5, okay. Well, what if I told you today might be your lucky day that if we were just stopping by visiting folks? Huh?
Okay.
Well, what if I told you that we were out here spreading some good cheer for the early holiday season?
Yeah.
And we were giving away $100. Do you think you could use $100? Huh?
Yeah. I prayed for God to give me some money this morning.
You did?
Yes.
Well, it's just your lucky day. I'm going to give you $100 here, okay?
Yeah. I guess you gotta understand it all, because I didn't know how I was gonna pay my car insurance, and I've only been able to give my son, 2 presents, so.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Merry Christmas. And
yeah.
Behave yourself and don't work too hard, yes. Okay?
Thank you. Can I actually take a picture?
Yes, ma'am, you sure can.
Of course, $100 can't very well remedy financial hardship, but for the Secret Santa recipients this week, and for me last year, it certainly made for a bright spot in the holiday season.
Wow.
Plus, it makes for a good story, one that I'm still telling.
Thank you so much.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.